Mooi optreden. Hallo.
Hallo.
Hey, dat was Nederlands, Engels?
Engels.
Engels, ja. Dat was very beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you made the kids go wild.
Yeah, that's awesome for me. You know,
it's yeah, to feel the energy, right? Probably
the best energy, actually. Like, they are transparent, I would say.
Yeah.
They like it for a bit. Then they are tired and they move.
Yeah,
they move on.
Yeah. And they really feel the music.
Yes, they feel that energy, and that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you are here like often?
I have to say we are live on Radio Potapool.
Yeah. Super.
Yes, we are live.
I like that.
We broadcast also your play. It was really good.
Thank you.
It's beautiful songs and very. I don't know.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? It's
let me pick my
lemonade. Sure. Yeah, it's the cello spare.
Well, the music is my compositions.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, all of them started like cello sketches on the exercises or trying techniques that I saw in other cellists or all other bands that play this kind of fusion, like cello metal. Apocalyptica is one of the examples that it's my favorite band. So
Apocalyptica.
Yeah, so basically I started following the cello, learning more about music, playing.
Mm.
And in my country we have a lot of folklore music from different...
What is your country?
My country is Mexico. I come from Mexico City.
Okay.
And in Mexico we have different dances and expressions from communities, indigenous communities, that are like really energetic dances and wild movements, very fast movements. So I thought it was very natural to play with the cello those dances and make some rhythms and...
This is a cello is not like a regular instrument in that kind of music, maybe?
No, it's not regular. It's mostly performed in orchestras, ensembles or academies, conservatories.
Oh, really? Okay.
But for... I am one of those that like to explore outside of the classical music. And I think that was the first initiative that took me in the direction of doing riffs or mixing with rock. And the Shakers are also an indigenous addition, because in Mexico City, before, in the past, there was the Aztec culture or Mexica culture, and they were offering dances. They used this instrument to dance. So it's rhythmically very powerful, I would say. The sound, it is like a drum, very bass drum. And I think it connects with something ancient in all of us, the sound of these shakers. So I think with the cello, it's just having atmospheres, doing rhythms that can be powerful or can feel powerful, challenging also the technique in the conservatory to adding rhythmical patterns or being more aggressive, more loud.
You studied in a conservatory
Mexico? I did my classical studies, but when I finished I came here to do a master's degree with a cellist called Ernst Reiseher. He's from... Yes. He's...
I know your name.
Yes, he's a very famous cellist, like Dutch cellist. And I took lessons with him. And after my graduation, I've been searching for playing with this, but also many different things like healthcare, in physiotherapy and music, composition.
Combination.
Yeah, combination with different disciplines. And also composing for other musicians, arrangements for their songs or their releases. They want to record some cello and I record for them, or for little animations, things like that. So every time the exercise of relearning the instrument in other direction is my direction. And this project is recently with Matti, the drummer, that we started playing together to make it more into the rock scene, more metal, because I think this instrument is very friendly with many genres, like and to be in a punk festival, in a punk celebration of a so important venue in that direction, it's always nice to be in the edge with classical music, but distorted or heavier. Usually I have more distort up, but today the distortion to make it more raw, more rock also. But yeah, anyway, the cello has that sound.
Yeah, it really doesn't need that much. It's a beautiful instrument. I love the sound of the cello.
And yeah, it's like, maybe I'm not playing too many melodies right now, more rhythmic. But the plan is at some point to have some backing track, like with other cello recorded or other sounds to have harmony. And to improvise, because we improvise while playing sometimes, like between the sections, little spaces.
The drums really work well with you. It's a beautiful combination. I mean, if you would come to me and say, like, it's a cello and a drum, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But it's really nice.
Yeah,
it
I
really
think
works
so.
Well.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah,
it adds that complement. Rhythmical, but texture and the intention as well, because the drums can be very loud, and that increases the energy of the playing, or also if it's soft and a texture that is less sounds, become also very delicate. So it's like a instrument that has that range of dynamic, that for dancing music, rock music, or any detailed music is very, very nice. And the cello also has those qualities, I think.
You also play in different, how you say,
like bands or projects?
Yeah.
Yeah, some friends invite me to play in their projects, like I collaborate in the past in other bands, metal bands as well.
Metal bands?
Yeah, like the symphonic metal that they want to combine the symphony and heavy metal. And also Iranian fusion, like jazz fusion, improvisation, atmospheric. Like, really, I try to be diverse.
All over the place.
I think it's the best.
That's the way to
learn more, yes. That's the only way to always figuring out what you have to say, what you can say in a specific music genre or anything. Yes.
Yeah. Especially if you also do composition. It's like, it's very much enrichment.
I would say that in that sense becomes even more obsessive, because then you want to be very explorative, very experiment with specific things, and composition becomes like combining potions, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of bluegrass, a little bit of rock, indie rock specifically, but it's very, very nice to be on the exercise of doing more and more and more every time with with other musicians that always had something new.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, really nice. Do you play a lot with this combination?
Drums and cello. Yeah, I think it's the only way I play these songs. Yeah. It's the only setting. Like we took both.
Yeah.
The other bands have, like, for example, bass, guitar, and traditional instruments, mm-hmm. or bass guitar, guitar, drums, and a keyboard player with a lot of synth and effects. So, yeah, I would say that I tried many different combinations, but my favorite would be cello and drums.
Yeah.
That's
working,
like my favorite.
Really well. Nederlands, Engels, English?
English.
English?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really, really beautiful. It really works well, this combination.
I think so, too,
Especially the way you drum somehow.
Thank you.
I'm not an expert in music. But
no. Yeah, this combination allows to... It really requires, like, conscious listening to what's happening on the cello and reacting to that on the drums.
Yeah.
Which is...
Yeah, beautiful.
Very intimate.
And you also learned on the conservatory to play?
Yeah, I'm currently studying in Groningen at the Prins Klaus Conservatoire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And you play with different combinations also? Or?
Yeah, I play in another also like jazz experimental combination, Hexworker. And I'm doing a lot of my own work, which is more drums and electronics heavy.
You also operate the electronics?
Effects
or?
Yes, running drums through effects, working with samples,
triggering
on the drums.
You a lot of possibilities, I guess.
It totally does,
You play solo then?
Also? Solo, yes.
Nice. And under what Hex, what was it?
Sorry?
What was the name of the project?
Oh, that's just under my name.
Oh, okay. Matti
Kutzner.
I missed an accent.
Thank you.
Oh! guys. Wij zijn Revan. Super leuk dat jullie er allemaal zijn. Goede energie, goede moves. Let's go. We gaan voor jullie spelen als volgende Tropical Awakening. Die is overal te streamen op Spotify. Dus doe dat dan ook zeker. Kom een beetje lekker naar voren. Vooral de kleine mensen. Kom van naar voren, dan kan je het goed zien. Let's go. We bijten niet. Cowboy, ook overal te streamen op Spotify. Dus, doe dat. I met this girl, this river, yeah, she was so nice. But she was surrounded by sleepy cowboy guys. I said, babe, I can make your legs shake. But the fact that I liked her was my first mistake. There's the girls in you. I It's a bus that my heart skipped a beat. The first time I saw you, I wouldn't dare to dream. We shared all bad habits and talked about the past. Who would have known that I would be your last? Can I make you mine? You're so lost in yours. You're so lost in mine. I like as you are butterfly. Mine, oh mine, oh mine. Ooh. We couldn't stop talking without any words. You want this to work out, just put in the work. Baby, don't stop talking, I want this to last. Our time here is precious, and I wanna be your last. Can I make you mine? Is it like in your eyes? Is it like in my mind? Like a zoo of
I'm
later. See you later.
See you later.
Kleine vergadering.
I'm
niemand stilsdient staan voor deze. Iedereen bewegen. Ja, ja. Ja, ja.
Nu dan, kiep je al.
Hoppatee.
We'll be right back. I'm not controlling this to you in my bed. Cause my time with
Dank jullie wel voor het komen, guys. Jullie waren geweldig. En stream ons op Spotify. En shout-out naar Luc. Thanks for all the sounds and the invitation. Of Tropical Awakening of Sleepy Cowboy. Doe je hand omhoog als je Sleepy Cowboy wil. En hand omhoog voor Tropical. Oké. Mogen wij dat?
Nou, we beginnen bij Sleepy. En dan kijken we wel.
Goeie ermee. Girls to do.
Ja, joh, is opgenomen.
Ja.
Het is goed, man.
Ja, en live uitgezonden.
Goede band, live.
Ja, ja, het is een goede band.
Ja. Echt. Maar heb je ook aangekondigd dat het hier is?
Ja,
ja. Ja, omdat je natuurlijk de tijd aan het uitzenden bent.
Ja.
Ja,
we hebben een signalgroepje. We hebben een signalgroepje waarin ik altijd roep als ik ga uitzenden.
Ja, ja, oké.
Dus, en op ba.amsterdam is ook een. Op ba.amsterdam is de zogenaamde Bagenda.
Bagenda?
Ja, dat is een agenda met alle potentiële uitzendbare toestanden.
Mm-hmm. Ja, ja.
Dus, ja. Maar ook een leuke agenda, want er staan allemaal leuke dingen in.
Oh, wat goed zeg.
Met allemaal flyers en zo.